So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Please tell me I'm not the only person that's lying about their age right now. There's got to be a situation that you're in. I don't even know what that situation could be. But if that is you and you're lying about your age for one reason or another, will you please call us or text us? Because I swear to you, if y'all leave me out to dry in this situation, I'm going to be pissed.
I hope they do.
Don't get your people involved in this.
No one call.
Yeah.
No one. He needs to know that what he's doing is wrong. Who are you lying to? I think that's what's going to make it
bad.
Yeah, let's give us the context.
Why are you lying?
Why are you lying? Who are you lying to? And what age did you tell them?
It's bad. Okay, I'll admit this one's really bad. But I don't even know how to get out of it at this point because I don't even know if I could salvage this relationship if I try.
No, it's over.
This one's so petty and stupid that I don't even know how. Even if I tried to get out of it now, mm-hmm. I don't even know how I could.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got Botox and now you're out here acting crazy.
I got to keep up with this face
it's
now.
Like
it's
like going
a problem.
To your brain, isn't it?
There is a attractive young woman that has joined my gym.
Okay, so this is really bad.
So this is actually
bad. This is actually gross.
So she is 27 years old.
Ew. Okay. What did you tell
That's
her?
That's gross. That's literally younger than me for context.
Ask her. Ask me how I know she's 27 years old.
Because you stole her wallet and you looked at her ID.
No, weirder.
Ew.
Ask me how I know she's 27 years old, please.
You asked the gym for her personal information.
Not that weird. Not that weird.
I hope they didn't because that's illegal. Hmm.
So I've gotten to know her a little bit, right? We just sparked up a little conversation, right? I know that she's 27 because when we are on the treadmill next to each other, she has typed in that she is 27 on the treadmill. You've typed in your age, you know, so she typed in 27. So I know that she is 27
years
old.
And you were specifically trying to find out how old this girl was.
Well, no, I just noticed that she typed.
So what, you can babysit her?
She typed in that she was 27. Now, here's the problem, guys. I am 42 years old. I don't look 42, though. I want to add that in case you're new to the show. I'm very youthful looking. The Botox helps, but I'm a very youthful
42
looking.
42 isn't old. I feel like that's the
issue
but that
you
there's,
have. There's a weird age gap there.
No, I'm not talking in relations to you lying to this young woman. I'm just speaking to you in general. I feel like in your mind, you think that you're old, which is why you feel the need to lie to people.
But I did feel
I'm not supporting what you're doing here with this female.
I felt insecure about the because there was there's a good conversation going. There's a little spark going on here, but I felt insecure about the age gap. Then I'm like, I don't want to kill
the 15 year age gap.
I don't want to kill it with the age gap here. So for the last 3 weeks, every time that we're on the treadmill next to each other, I type in that my age is actually 34. So
Ew.
Now I don't know how to get out of that because I didn't want her to see that I was typing in 42. So every time I get on the tread, I type in now that I'm 34 because I can't type in that I'm 42. So now every time I'm on the tread, I'm actually not a 42-year-old. I'm a 34-year-old.
You're gross.
But how do I get out of it now? There's no way. There's no actual way I can get out of that.
You leave that child alone.
Yeah. You stop trying to get the tread next to her tread.
Yeah.
You weirdo.
Freak.
Stop looking at her information, too. You weirdo.
Yeah, she probably hasn't even noticed because she's not a freak looking at other people's tread.
Oh, I'm sure you would notice that. Y'all, there's definitely chemistry there. There's like a little bit of a, like a...
Is there?
There is. There's
or is she respecting her elders?
Okay, relax. Relax, Deutra, relax. Okay,
no, you don't get to tell me relax when you're literally trying to lie to this young girl.
If you found out that the guy that you were talking to...
You're not talking to her. Don't act like you're dating.
You guys aren't talking. She's being nice to the person that she's running next to.
Could he come back from that if he told you the truth?
No.
I feel a little uncomfortable
because I'd be like,
predatory.
So I automatically would also think that like you're just a liar. Truly, and I'm being completely honest. Like, I think it'd be one thing if you were like, hi, not even hi. I mean, just like, you're working out. That's what's crazy, too, is like, the lie is so deep.
I can't get out of
that
it now,
you're not only lying to a human, but you're lying to a machine. Like, that's how deep this is and how psychotic you are. So I'm sorry, but there's no going back from that.
Okay, somebody help me out. What are you lying right now about your age about? Like, what's happening in your life? There's got to be a situation. I can't be the only one. If y'all leave me out here high to dry, I swear to God, we'll shut the show down. You're such liars. You're liars. And I'm not putting on a show for liars today.
It takes one to know one, doesn't it?
Shut up, Deutra. That's it. Consider the show done for today. I'm not playing another song because I swore to you, and I'm not going back on this. If y'all are going to make me look dumb...
Because
like,
you are being dumb. Don't get mad at the people.
No, I'm not.
Don't get mad at Baltimore for clocking you.
Because no, this is a safe place.
Not for the 27-year-old, it's not. Did I stutter? It's not.
You're funny today. I'll give you credit. You're being funny today. I'm pissed though, because here's the thing. I came on here, shared something very vulnerable, all right?
That's not vulnerability, that's creepy.
That's vulnerable, okay? Mm-mm. And I knew it was vulnerable, but I'm like, hey, somebody's gonna have my back, all right? And that's the only reason I shared it.
No, you were sharing it because you were hoping that all of us were gonna be like, it's okay that you're lying to someone 15 years younger than you.
No, I just said it's gonna be a vulnerable, fun topic, and y'all are gonna call in and we're gonna feel fine, but then nobody called, and now I'm pissed. I opened up about my insecurities, and now...
He's fake crying, everybody.
No, I'm not. No
real tears. Crocodile tears.
And now you want to use my insecurities against me now?
Here we go. What else are you going to say?
Hey, that's her bed.
You don't feel seen? You don't feel heard? What else?
I just feel like it's a little messed up.
You identify as a 34-year-old? Is that what you're going to say next? What else?
All I wanted was...
What?
Someone to finally understand me.
To be accepted of the age of your heart, but not the age of your body.
Your collagen.
What else?
If this call is not what I think it is, we're shutting the show down. Hey, Mix, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you lying about your age?
I am not, but I'm calling to tell you that you don't need to, because 27-year-old girls would totally go out with a 42-year-old guy.
Hey.
With
the
information.
It. My boyfriend is 10 years younger than I am, and I know other people that are dating 13, 15 years younger than they are.
But did your boyfriend lie to you?
Did you lie about it,
Oh,
though?
No. Now that you lied, you can't date her, but you can go get another 27-year-old.
Okay, but first of all, don't say go get one. Like, these can be acquired like Infinity Stones, yeah. Right? These are human beings that we're talking about.
Do you...
I'm just saying, I'm just saying they're out there, and you don't have to lie.
Do you think there's a chance of me coming back on this one, though? If I were to go to her and be, hey, I got to be honest with you, I'm not really 34, I'm 42. I just wanted to impress you with this youthful appearance that I have.
I would say you have a 70 chance, no, 30 maybe, if she's like, oh, that was... I don't know why she would think it was cute.
But you're saying there's a chance, is what I'm hearing.
I mean, it's a possibility. Since you already went through with the lie, you might as well try it. Go for the gusto.
Go for the gusto. Maybe that's the moral of the story, is go for the gusto.
Mm-mm.
I still don't believe you guys.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Who's on, Jess? Who's this?
This is Felicia on 2 in Columbia.
Hi, Felicia. What's going on?
Hi, good morning. I was just calling because I have never lied about my age, but I have been lied to from somebody about their age.
Tell us, so in case you're just joining the show, I was saying that I don't know if I'm lying per se, but like I'm
34.
Well,
that's a lie.
I haven't told her that I'm 34. The story goes like this. I'm at the gym right now. There's a woman that I'm trying to impress. And so instead of typing in 42, my actual age, into the treadmill, I'm typing in 34. I haven't told her that I'm actually 34. I'm just portraying that. But yes, what happened with you though?
Okay. I want to ask you a question, though. Did she see you type in 34 in the treadmill?
I would assume, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you have a chance to get her back. I think if you just say, like, look, I was just trying to get you. I'm really this age, you know, and I'm really hoping you're okay with it and apologize. I really think that would go a long way. But if it was me, I'm about to tell you why, I wouldn't do it. my child's father, they're all 10 years apart. It is what it is, right? I knew about that from the jump.
It is what it is.
This one guy, he knew that, and he said that he was 10 years older. I'm like, all right, no shame in my game. I'm already dating 10 years older.
Sure.
Turned around, I K-searched him, and he was 15 years older. And even though it was those 5 extra years, he was like 3 years younger than my father. My father had me young. It was just like, no, absolutely not. You had a chance to come clean. You could have told me the truth. We talked for 2 months before I found that out.
So you're saying...
I wouldn't.
But Felicia, so you told him, but I'm like a little confused though, because you're saying that Kramer might have a chance, but then you're saying for yourself that you wouldn't do it because essentially like it's still a lie. So if you're, put yourself in this girl's shoes, because how long have you been doing this for, by the way,
like
Kramer?
Like 3 weeks.
Okay, so for a month. So for a month you've been typing in this age because you obviously, all of you guys can see each other's information because you've clearly been like peeping on hers.
When we're next to each other, yeah.
Yeah, so you think if this essentially after like a month of doing this, you think he can come back from this?
I do, if you tell her the truth. If she finds out, no. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. I found out because somebody lied. If they would have told me the truth, I would have been very open to his age.
Okay. Yeah, because that's...
I do think that you have a chance if you tell the truth.
If I walk in the gym today and say, I have a confession.
Because, dude, like, the age gap... Like, it's not a big deal as long as both parties are aware of the age gap. Where you went wrong, and I think it's creepy, is that you're not giving her all the information. And the fact that you've been doing it for a month straight is whack. So I think you just got to be honest and, like, see what happens. But it's honestly really weird.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.